Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me. For every blessing,
for every blessing,
give unto me,
give unto me.
For every valley,
for every valley,
you used to train
to me.
Send me. I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
Lord.
I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
thank you so much, church. Open up your mouth and give God our praise this morning, amen. As we we come to draw to your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. Lord, move mighty, oh God, in this service on today, oh God. Touch every heart and mind right now. Move, Holy Spirit. The only way that you can move, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for restoring our souls this day. Amen, oh God. We come, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, to receive from you this day all that you have for us to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you store before us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Oh Lord, in our right mind, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching over our family members and lovers, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet we still respect it. If we had a thousand tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you for your sinless work this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you're still moving, that you're still working in us and on us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come now. We honor ourselves under your mighty hand. Hallelujah, Lord God, light of heaven and earth. As your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus Christ is the Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we just want to say thank you, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. And we come, oh God, that thy will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. We surrender our will over to your will, oh God. We bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father, and our mind with the mind of Christ. We may operate according to the mind of Christ that's in us, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come, oh God, confessing our sins this way, oh God. We come praying with a prayer of repentance, a prayer of thanksgiving and forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that we can declare the prayer by faith through Christ Jesus and we are forgiven. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we bless your name, oh God. Oh Lord, out of the love that you place in our heart for you, oh God. Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh God. A broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. But Lord, we do not come to just be worshiping, just to be doing something. Lord, we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Father God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer thirsts for the water brook, so our soul thirsts for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires. They even pine for the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God this day, O God. Let this be our heart's cry, O God. Let the fire of God totally increase in us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, uphold us, O God, with thy free spirit. And let God be magnified, church. Lord, if there be any wicked way, how are you within us? Let it be exposed right there and taken out of the way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let no one be complaining, backbiting, or evil found in us. Amen. That I might be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. So confess our hearts, oh God. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercies, and loving kindness that we sing praise to you all the days of our life, oh God. We have a heart of worship, oh God, for we rejoice and holy in you, Father God. In the name name of Jesus Christ, you are the source and the lifter of our hands, oh God. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lift us to you as we go through this day, and make our life be a living sacrifice, amen. As we sleep, Lord, and holy, you will be glorified, and our life be a praise unto you in everyday things of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Only because we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, as you sit with going of dying well. Holy Spirit, we ask you to hallelujah to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a righteous spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within each of us in all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that your true praise and worship go forth right now from our inner man, that we worship, hallelujah, our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord. And we declare in the crowd right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us and is manifesting itself right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ and his glorious presence right now. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you. That communion is taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name that we live, we move, and we have our being in you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord operating through and about our life right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, as we come together on one accord this morning, when I combine, say, Lord, we ask that you move Holy Spirit as we pray, that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. That we will pray prayers that will bring healing, deliverance, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that will bring breakthrough in every area of our life. And Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you, O God, with praise. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit. According to 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all our righteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you right now and we receive our forgiveness. Amen. And our cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish, we totally blame us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet to the detention and quantum level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith that we are free and we are free indeed. Oh, Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, move in every household on today, every family member, oh God, in every situation concerning your children. We pray, oh God, for divine intervention right now, that you will divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth right now and shake the wicked out. Amen. We declare to Christ our faith in the name of Jesus Christ that we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, bring the outgoing of the morning to rejoice right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive the loving kindness every morning, that we thank you, Father God. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning, oh God. Let your light break forth in our life, oh God, as this morning, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning, amen. And we just want to say thank you, and we can declare the prayer that all is well with us in our house, amen. Lord, you go as forth as prepared as the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter, and the former rain unto the earth. Lord, you visit every morning, and we thank you, Lord God, restoring our soul. Lord, you have awakened us morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear as the morning, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We will not be afraid of the power that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. We vibrate and the screech all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, have your way, oh God. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line this morning. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of distraction, spirit of frustration, procrastination, stagnation, limitation. We come against every fight spirit, murmuring spirit, complaining spirit, bitter spirit, bitter resentment. And we command you to cease your works and die if you want to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of anger right now, wrath, hallelujah, revenge. We command you to cease your works and die if you want to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of loneliness and unforgiveness. We command you to cease your works and die at the holy cross in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, pain, discomfort, inflammation, virus, sickness, infirmity, and affliction. We command you to cease your works and die in the holy cloud in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to stand on that death of man. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and cross in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of all flesh and deep flesh and anxiety and fear. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and cross in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of lust and perversion, greed and all of thoughts of right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and cross in the very name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare this deliverance to be permanent. And we are free. And we are free indeed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, and we're delivered from all that is not of you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the blood of our faith and our bodies in the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. For Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you fill this temple of yours, oh God, with as much honor and glory as possible, God, and we receive it by faith right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Father God, sweep us from all evil, God. Sanctify us, oh God, through your word and truth. Amen. Let us be one with our brothers and sisters. That the word might be, that the world might believe that we have been sent in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good parts of your goodness and the work of faith that your power, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let your word have free course in our life right now, oh God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the keys of the kingdom. And wherever we bind, your earth is bound in heaven. And wherever we loose, our earth is loose in heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We find the king and chains and the lobes of the fellows of iron. We find the strong in his fullness, all his goods right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we find everything and all false spirits arrayed against our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we find the place of permanent power, rulers, of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We find all sickness and disease and release the gift of God in our body and those in our family. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the exiles be loosed up. Let the prisoners be loosed up. Loose all the points of death up. Loose our necks from all binds up. In the name of Jesus Christ, we loose ourselves right now from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves right now from all generations of curses and hereditary spirits. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we loose ourselves from every spoken curse and every word spoken against our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment, spirit of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We lose our finances right now from every spirit of poverty, death, and wrath. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare right now as we lift up every minute of our labor, God, that it is blessed and favored of our God, that it is super and multiplied all the goodness of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask for God to protection, be around every marriage that you have ordained, oh God. Let there be no preparation of penetration to these pages of protection. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come praying for the lost, oh God, that they may be found on today, that you will send your servant, oh God, to minister to them, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, Lord, we pray for the children of this world, oh God, and every nation that all will be protected, oh God. Let the hedge of protection be around our children, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray for every apostle, prophet, prophetess, evangelist, preacher, and teacher, that he'll ordain, oh God, for such a time as this, that every need be met, oh God. We pray for the protection of their lives and those in their families right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the divine direction and instruction and knowledge of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Right there, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, let your goodness flow over and through, oh God. Let forces run them down and follow you and chase them, oh God, and hold on to them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let there be a glory in this one, oh God. Open up the soul of our spirit, oh God, and pour in, oh God, your word, your knowledge, your wisdom, oh God, that we love nothing, oh God, that we have a word for the man, even in other season, that our words be filled with salt, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, God. We pray for every man right now in every household. For you've called man to be the head of his house and the priest of his home. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would only bless each man, oh God, and every household, oh God, with supernatural strength. Let them receive supernatural blessings, amen. Supernatural favor that cometh from you, Father God. And we decree that by our faith that it is so, and it shall be the other way. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless all that are going and coming on today, oh God. Those of us that are traveling on the world right now, or will be traveling, we pray traveling grace and mercy. answer to all right now. Hallelujah. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. God, oh, God, how you prepare the way for all. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, a form of transportation that we may enter into today as a God or a pastor in every home, hallelujah, every road, every street, every highway, every alleyway, every seaway, every building, a place, our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you, O Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare this day that it is so that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. That all things are working together for the good of our life, oh God, because we love you and we're called according to your purpose. And we thank you, oh God, for your purpose, oh God, upon our life right now in Jesus' name, that we are blessed. Hallelujah, and we can never be cursed. We thank you, Father God, that it is so, amen. Hallelujah, that we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our hand, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your mighty name, Father God. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Because he's worthy. Come on, will you shout glory? Hallelujah. Will you shout glory? Hallelujah. Amen. Will you believe today that God is able to do it for you? Amen. If he did it before, he can do it again. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to say that this morning I'm just so grateful to be here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many of y'all glad about that today? That you can enter in this morning, amen. People may leave you. People may doubt you, but God, what God has for you and what God has said about you is all that matters. Amen.
Amen.
If people want to walk out your life, let them walk.
Uh-huh.
Because guess what? They may be occupying a space that God needs to be open.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Welcome, everybody.
Yes, welcome, 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 every single one to Sunday service of this Sunday morning. We'd like to welcome every single one of you here to join in with us to help us to usher in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we welcome every single one here on wherever you are, whether you're in Texas, Louisiana, Illinois, New York, wherever you're from, we welcome you.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made for us. Hallelujah. And we shall rejoice and be glad in this day.
Yes.
Because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised. That's a reason. That's the reason why we are here today.
Welcome.
We're here to welcome the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for joining us. And joining us today, we'd like to welcome each and every one of you. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, hallelujah. If this is your first time here with us, huh?
We are the Gospel Public Ministry here.
Amen. Amen. My wife, she's on fire this morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministry this morning. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
I'm a part of the Pablonica Manning.
Yes, and we would like to personally welcome you, each and every one of you. If this is your first time here, we would like for you to press 1. Press 1. We will open up your lines, and we'd like to personally welcome you. You know, tell us who you are, where you're from. Amen. In the name of Jesus, if you need prayer, this is the time for prayer. You know, the Bible tells us when 2 or 3 are gathered together in his name, he say, there he is in the midst of us. So this is an opportunity to be right here on one accord or one another with God being in the midst, making your prayer petitions, whatever it is that is concerning you.
Jesus.
Ain't nothing too hard for Jesus. But this is an opportunity to bring it all over to Jesus right now.
Jesus.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you all.
Yes.
For those of y'all first time here with us, we are the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas. Amen. And like my husband said, we want to welcome you. If you press on me, we want to pray for you, pray with you. We want to welcome you with a warm welcome of love. We're here to love on you. Amen. So don't hold back. Why do you still have time? A lot of times you think we have all this time, but we have no control over time. God Amen. Gives us time. We take the time that God gives. So while you still have time,
well said.
Amen. While we still have time, if there's anything that you're going through right now, don't wait. Don't go ahead about I can't even talk. Don't go about it by yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. There's power in agreement. Don't let the enemy trick you up. There's power in agreement. So let us come together and pray. We come believing. We come believing. We come expecting it to be. Amen? Amen. I want to say this as we enter in this morning. We're looking forward to Brother Joe blessing us with in song this morning. So Brother Joe, get ready. I want to say this. Last night my husband was watching a video on these two little children. And the parents told them not to eat the little gummy candy till they got back. And they're not the same age, right? And so they looked at each other with the look of, we're in agreement, right? We're going to do this together. And they were able to do the very thing that they probably would have did by themselves. But because they had someone to be in agreement, you have to understand that's power in agreement. Most of the time when somebody's going to do something, hallelujah, they always get somebody else to come along, even to hear their plan. So there's power in agreement. So even when Jesus came, it had to be somebody else to be in order, on alignment, on one accord, for God to do his plan here on earth. Mm-hmm. So there's power in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
When God sent the angel to speak to Mary, Jesus' mother, that was two. So we understand there's power in agreement here.
Amen.
Amen. So understand that. So if there's something that you're dealing with, you do not have to battle that thing alone. Amen. 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 We are here to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. To break that thing, to be delivered, to be set free, to be healed. So let's pray together. First one this morning. I don't want to move on until you decide today that, you know what, I do need prayer. I have this thing that's on me. It knows we're not judging you. We want to pray, break that thing so we all, that you can be free, and maybe somebody else on the line that said, I want to, but I just don't. I don't want to put my business out there. A lot of people, I don't want to put my business out there. But guess what? God is concerned about everything about you.
Yes.
Amen. We have somebody to press one. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. First,
7091. Phone number 470, area code.
Welcome. Your phone number, first, your area code 470, and the last four is 7091. We would like to welcome you.
Welcome this morning.
Amen.
Can you hear us?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome this morning. Your phone number, you press 1. We have your phone number. Your area code is 470. The last four digits of your phone number is 7091. If that is your number, welcome. Welcome this morning. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Can you hear us? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well.
Amen.
This is Dorsey. This is Elder Dorsey's cousin out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Amen. Amen.
What's up, cuz? Bless you, man. Bless you.
Hey, God bless you as well. We thank you for having you here with us this morning. We thank you for taking the time out and coming here to Sunday service.
Yes, sir. Little while.
Amen.
Waiting on Uncle Joe.
Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you what, that's a good reason. That's a good reason to come. When you come to Sunday service to hear the gospel, being preached, and you come to Sunday service, you know, to hear the gospel being sing, that's a good reason to come, because we know all that's going to go forth right now in the name of Jesus. That is going to go forth, and you're going to be able to receive. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. What's your name, brother?
Brother Larry Carter.
What's your name?
Larry Carter.
Amen. We've been praying for you, brother. I do mean Brother Joe had put your name on the prayer list, and we thank God that you're on the line today. We definitely want to pray with you. We won't let you go off the line with our prayers. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll continue to strengthen God and protect us, Father God. Lord, we ask you to continue to pour him great and mighty. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare right there in the name of Jesus Christ, we call you blessed. We call you favored by God. Amen. We call God right now to do a miraculous thing in your life and all that you're concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for fresh oil and fresh anointing from the life of your Son, oh God. Let his head lack no oil and his garments to remain white. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, when you bless, oh God, bless your Son, oh God. When you multiply, Lord, multiply with our favor and our goodness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. For your word is that a good man steps to honor. So, Lord, we ask that you honor every last one of his steps in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let him receive the Holy Ghost fire right now. Let it be ever increase, oh God. Let it burn forevermore that anyone that he's allowed that they will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Our faith, we declare and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Stay right there in that place. Larry, stay right there in that place. Trusting in all that we have prayed about.
Yes, Lord.
Every single thing, every single desire that's in your heart, you know, right now, we put it all in God's hand. And when you put it in God's hand and take it out of your hand and out of the hand of man, we know that every single thing that we prayed about, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. It shall happen. It's already done right now. It's already done. Amen. And we know that you believe in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen, we receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
We know that you believe in prayer because you came on and you took the time out, you know, to be able to come in agreement. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you. Your last time. We look
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. There's a time
we're
going to have.
Amen. Uncle Joe. Welcome,
yes, good
Uncle
morning.
Joe. Amen.
Yes.
Good morning.
I'm just so glad to be with you, Jazz. That's Larry Carter. That's my nephew. And, you know, we all,
Amen.
You know, and I just want you to know that that was my nephew that called in. And he's, you know, we all go through change, but God knows better than anybody, you know, what's going on. So we just got to keep our hands, keep our faith, and keep and trust in God. You know, he's old-fashioned like me. So we had talked earlier this morning, you know, and I'm going to sing an old song that my mama used to sing that he loved to hear, and I'm sure, Dorset, you done heard it too. This old villain keep on leaning, I gotta move to a better home. This old villain keep on leaning, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old villain, it keeps on leaning, I gotta move to a better home. This old building keeps on leaning, Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old back of mine keep on aching, I gotta move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on aching, Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Well, these old outside of mine getting a little dimmer, I gotta move to a better home. This old outside of mine get a little dimmer, Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, these old footsteps of mine get a little slower, I gotta move to a better home. These old footsteps of mine get a little slower, Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old
building, keep on leaving. I gotta move to a better home. This old building, keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This whole building, God bless you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you, that everybody left your body to be restored right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We love you so much, and we definitely appreciate you that God continue to use you mighty. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Glory, glory. At this time, you all, we're going to prepare to take our communion. As you know, every Sunday at this time, we have our communion. So if you have those items with you, the elements that you need for communion, let us go ahead and prepare for communion at this time. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and grab your all that you need right now. We're going to enter in. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the Son of God. Then he took the cup with great thirst and picked this in the mouth amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, remembering what you have already done for us already. Thanking you, Father God, that you did it already. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you have given us Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to be our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you that today we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. For your word says, let every man examine himself or herself. So let each of us, my God, examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're asking, and we know that you already have to forgive us for all of our sins, all of our transgressions, and all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're thinking that we're able to enter into a communion with you at this time, remembering what you have already done for us already, your finished works on the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sins to the cross with you. All of our transgressions, you took them with you. All of our iniquities and trespasses, we thank you that you took them all to the cross for us. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and iniquities and transgressions and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you so much, hallelujah, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, nailed and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, hallelujah, so that our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. So we say, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took this bread, you broke it, you said, take. This is my body, which is broken for you, and partake in faith in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we now take this bread, your body in remembrance of you. Amen. You may eat. My Lord, my God. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Hallelujah. I'm here to thank God for a New Testament. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. For your blood is our atonement. Hallelujah. Your blood justifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. It sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins. Hallelujah. All of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen.
Amen,
amen again.
Amen.
What can wash away our sins?
Yes,
nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again?
Yes.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
so we thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
That we are washed,
yes,
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Yes,
we thank God that we are redeemed,
yes,
by the precious blood of the Lamb.
Yes,
we thank God that we are whole by the precious blood of the Lamb. We thank God that we are sanctified, hallelujah, justified, hallelujah, by the precious blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of Jesus every single day over every single thing because we know that the blood of Jesus have already accomplished it all, and we place our faith right there, and we don't move. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we'll have our two song selections, and we'll be right back.
Hallelujah.
With the preach word. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looked at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. Hallelujah. To see you in your word. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. We would like to thank the Holy Spirit for his presence. We'd like to thank the Holy Spirit for the message that's going forth. I would like for every single one that is here in Sunday service this morning to help me welcome the Holy Spirit in, help me welcome this messenger, this beautiful, 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 wonderful messenger of God. I would like for y'all to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, devoted mother, devoted to her church, hallelujah, devoted to God in prayer and devoted to each and every one of you, hallelujah, willing to pray. Willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. Please, everyone, let's join together and help me welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God glory. Our praise, glory, and honor this morning because he is worthy of our praise.
Glory.
Just thank you, Father
glory.
God, for what God is doing, what he's done, and what he's about to
thank
do
you.
Here in service. Well, because we come believing, I decree and declare that we shall receive in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to be renewed on today.
Yes.
We didn't come here to be the same way. We come when we leave this line today that we leave changed, renewed, amen, by the Holy Spirit of
yes.
the living God. So we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you would just have your way. Holy Spirit, move mighty right. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is an
Amen.
Honor and a privilege, hallelujah, to be here today, standing in God's presence, to be used by God. So let us pray as we
Amen.
Enter in our message on today. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We thank you for this set time, Lord God, that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, as we come, Lord Jesus Christ, make your life a place on the throne of our life. Amen. On my life, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give it to you now and for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come right now on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Let us receive this day our daily bread, that our spiritual bellies may be full. Amen. And Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name that let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us here at service on today. According to Isaiah 16:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. We come against every hindering spirit right now, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of distraction, every fighting spirit. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare that the word of God will go forth, and it will take root, and it will establish itself in our lives. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, we thank God for this opportunity. Amen. I thank God for everyone that's here on today. Amen. The message today is walk in your divine purpose. I want us to understand that we have a purpose, and that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. Amen. Many of us are walking around not knowing our purpose. Many of us are thinking that I got the money, I got the house, I got the car, but we still are not walking in our divine purpose. Many are wealthy. Many have all the things, airbags and every vision board that they've written down, and they've marked out things on their lips, but they're still not living their purpose. We all have a purpose. Walk in your purpose. I want us to understand walking in your purpose means that God will give you the provision and resources to make things happen. So walk in God's purpose. I want us to understand we walk with God. It may not make things easy, but it makes them possible. I want to say that again. It may not make things easy, but it makes things possible. Walking with God, I hear my little shut up. Understand, walking with God gives us assurance of his presence and power in our lives. I want you to say that God is powerful, hallelujah, and with him all things, and I say it again, all things are possible. We can endure trials because of Christ's resurrection power in us, we can overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want us to understand today we have a purpose. Can you say that I have a purpose? And I will live according to the purpose and plan that God has for my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to go over to the book of Colossians chapter 1, if you go with me today. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 24 through 29. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24 through 29. Amen. Amen. I want us to understand here today that we have a purpose. You have many people that ask, you know, what is my purpose? I don't know my purpose. You know, and it's still searching for the purpose. But understand that God has a purpose and a plan for us all. Amen. When we look in the book of Colossians here, chapter 1, verse 24 through 29, and this is the Apostle Paul here. The Bible says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which, hallelujah, I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me, hallelujah, for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. Verse 27 says, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Verse 28 says, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. So when we look here in Scripture and understand it, hallelujah, in order to walk in your divine purpose, you got to know your purpose. Amen? You got to know your purpose. Hallelujah. So when we look here in Scriptures, Apostle Paul is speaking. When Paul says, I fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, he doesn't mean that Christ's suffering was inadequate to save him, nor does he mean that there is a predetermined amount of suffering that must be paid by all believers. Apostle Paul could be saying that suffering is unavoidable in bringing the good news of Christ to the world. It is called Christ's suffering because of all Christians are related to Christ. So when we suffer, Christ feels it with us. But this suffering can be endured joyfully because it changes lives and brings people into God's kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So the false teachers, when we look in verse 26 and 27, the false teachers in the Colossian church believe that spiritual perfection was a secret and hidden plan that only a few privileged people could discover. So their secret plan was meant to be exclusive. But Apostle Paul said that he was proclaiming the word of God in its fullness, not just a part of the plan. He also called God a plan, a mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations. Hallelujah. Not in the sense that only a few would understand, but because it was hidden until Christ came. So through Christ, it was made open to all. See, God's secret plan is Christ in you, the hope of glory. God plans to have his son, Jesus Christ, live in the hearts of all who believe in him, even Gentiles like the Colossians. The question is, do you know Christ? And if you know Christ, how many, if you're not sure what your divine purpose is, pray your eyes to be shown your divine purpose so that you can walk in purpose. Hallelujah. Christ, he is hidden if you come to him. He is not hidden if you come to him. He is not hidden if you come to him. But will you come to him? I want us to understand this here, and I'm still breaking the scripture down here. And it's the Bible here. We're looking at 28:29. When the scripture says here that him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom. In all wisdom. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. The word perfect, you all, means mature, complete, not flawless. Paul, Apostle Paul, wanted to see each believer mature spiritually. Like Apostle Paul, we must work wholeheartedly like an athlete, but we should not strive in our own strength alone. We have the power of God's Spirit working in us. We can learn and grow daily, motivated by love and not by fear or pride, knowing that God gives the energy to become mature as we're walking in our divine purpose. Amen. Fulfilling the purpose that God has for our life. Amen. When we look in verses 28 through 29 here, that Christ's message is for everyone. So everywhere Paul and Timothy went, they brought the good news to all who would listen. So they're living their purpose. They're walking in their purpose, their divine purpose, to spread the good news, hallelujah, the gospel. See, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, an effective presentation of the gospel includes warning and teaching. The warning is that without Christ, people are doomed to eternal separation from God. The teaching is the salvation, hallelujah, that salvation is available through the faith in Christ. As Christ works in us, tell others about him, warning and teaching them in love. The question today is, who do you know that needs to hear this message? Hallelujah. It is our purpose and the plan of God for us to bring God's word to all. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I want us to understand this. Amen. Walking in your divine purpose. Hallelujah. The first word of the Bible tells us that this, hallelujah, that this universe of which we are part of belongs to God, and it has a purpose. God has a purpose. Amen? God is a God with purpose. In the beginning, God created. Shortly after that, we are called in a succession, you all, of statements, and God said, this is what and I want, and he spoke it into being, and it was so. And from those very first words of the Bible to the very last pages, the theme of God's unfolded purpose is stated. There's the counter theme of sin and rebellion, as you know it, as we know it so very well, but even this does not stop God's purpose. God said, I'll accomplish accomplish my purpose through Abraham. And he called Abraham, and Abraham said, I am ready. He said, I'll accomplish my purpose through a nation. And he gave Moses his instructions and laid before him the people and covenant. Then came the kingdom and the climax of the great King David, through whom God was accomplishing his purpose. Walk in your divine purpose. You are beyond that. There is the succession of prophets who repeatedly call the people back to God's purpose. And toward the call, there is the fact that one or two of the prophets, they beginning to talk not about the people of God, but about the remnant of God's people. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That small knot of people who are willing to be loyal to the purpose of God. Are you willing to walk according to your God-given purpose? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want us to understand that we have a purpose. We're not just here going about our day. There is a plan and a purpose that God has for your life. Amen. Are you seeking that purpose? Are you seeking your own way, your own will, your own plan for your life? We know that Jesus came and he fulfilled the purpose that God has set for him. Amen. He came with a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. He came with a purpose. A purpose. Do you know your purpose today? Joseph had a purpose. Joseph had a purpose. He had a purpose. The Bible tells in Genesis 25:7, when he spoke to his brother, he said, and God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you and the earth and save your lives by a great deliverance. He had a purpose. Though he went through some things, he had a purpose and a plan that had to be fulfilled to save his family. Mary had a purpose. God used Mary to bring Jesus into this world. David had a purpose. Ruth had a purpose. Esther had a purpose. The Bible says in Esther 4:14, for if you remain completely silent at the time, religious deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet you know, yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. We have a purpose. Walk in your divine purpose. Moses had a purpose. Apostle Paul had a purpose. Peter had a purpose. They all had a purpose to fulfill. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I want you to understand that Jesus came to fulfill his divine purpose with complete obedience to God's will. We look at the book of Matthew 26:39 tells us that he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will, as your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know it's going to be tough sometimes even when you're walking in our divine purpose? How many know it's going to be some times that you're going to want to give up? Amen. Hallelujah. But know that God is your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. To go in the strength of the Lord and you share and overcome. Amen. That you are an overcomer. That is a purpose for your life. Do not neglect the still voice inside of you. You're in with conviction. If you are born again, the scripture makes us understand that God communicates to you in your spirit. And because you are a child of God, your mind is renewed. Therefore, the spirit will always lead you to think about what is true and noble. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us are walking in our divine purpose? Can we be honest with ourselves? Hallelujah. As I said earlier, you can be successful and wealthy, but not walk in your purpose and not be fulfilling your destiny. What is your purpose? What is purpose? I would define purpose as using God's design to make a valuable contribution to this world. Amen? Hallelujah. You are created to be a blessing to your generation. God gave you a unique design. You can never be another person. It's about God. It's about following God's direction. Abraham had a great name because he walked in God's purpose for his life, and he had a great influence in his generation. You are the seed. Hallelujah. You are the seed of Abraham. Amen. According to Galatians 3:29, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and the heirs according to the promise. As a seed of Abraham, you are carrying the same order of blessings, and you must impact your generation. How do you say if the story is not written or told about you, and you're also empower the next generation, then you are not walking in your divine purpose. Walk in your divine purpose. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand, Trace, you have a gift and calling that God needs you to release to assist in accomplishing his kingdom purposes. There is value in what you have to offer the world. No matter what you have experienced, God can use you. No one is beyond God's reach. I want us to understand that, Trace. He has given you a purpose and a destiny that only you can complete. Amen? I want you to understand, feelings of unworthiness can be a roadblock. Whether you believe the lies spoken over you by others or the lies bombarded your thoughts from the enemy because of a past sin, you may feel you're unable to be used by God. Take all those unfruitful thoughts, cast them and speak God's truth. Amen. Declare with your lips, I'm a child of God. How he made me is amazing. I may not be where I want to be, but with God, I'm on my way, and I will do all that he has called me to do while I'm here on earth. Amen. While I still have time, while I'm in the land of the living, I will do and I will fulfill my divine purpose that God has set before me. The Bible says, the Bible tells us not to conform to this world. According to Romans 12, when we walk in victory, when we cast our vain imagination and feelings of condemnation, amen, it is written instead keeping to keep letting yourself be transformed. Let yourself continue to be transformed by the renewing of your minds, amen, so that, hallelujah, so that you will know what God wants and will agree with what he wants is good for you, amen, satisfying and able to succeed, hallelujah. When we renew our minds, church, and let go of unworthiness, we will be able to succeed and not see inadequate. Amen. We have to disassociate ourselves with what the world says about us or how people think we should act. The Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit. Amen. We must focus our minds more on Jesus and his kingdom purpose than inadequacy and negativity from the world and other people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when we transition our thinking, we will understand that we are worthy because Jesus is worthy and he lives in us. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to follow the truth of hearing and end of a story. You all go back to the simplicity, hallelujah, of life and understanding what we are called to do in this earth. A lot of us believe that we're called to be doctors and lawyers, and we're called to be rich, and we're called to have all this and have all that. But if we're not living and walking according to the divine purpose that God has for our life, what are we really doing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on now. Glory to God. Just thank God today. Hallelujah for the purpose that he has for your life. You know, that's all the reason that we are worthy of being used by God. And this is the finished work of the cross, y'all. We can, when we go back to the sacrifice of the cross and the fact that Jesus would have given his life even for one person, even one person, y'all, we can begin transforming our mind to receive the full atonement of the cross in a process we call transparency. Amen. The book of Galatians expresses this transition best. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. So when you feel as if you don't know if you are able or worthy to be used by God, ask God to help you change your thinking. It is not you who live. Your flesh is submitted to the cross. You are now walking in the Spirit, the same power Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now lives instead of you. Amen. Therefore, don't look at your work, but look at Christ's word. Amen. The Holy Spirit is your teacher, helper, comforter, a holy convictor, helper, counselor, and friend. Amen. He leads and guides you. He will help you to manifest the will and purpose of God for your life. Draw on his strength and allow the Holy Spirit instead of coming inside of you to manifest out of you. Go in the strength of the Lord. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, church, when the Spirit came upon the new believers, they were filled. It was after the healing that God sent them out into ministry, and they saw healings and miracles. Amen. They preached the gospel with boldness. In the same way, you are not alone in releasing your purpose and destiny. Walk in your purpose. The Holy Spirit will help you. Receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2, will assist you in fulfilling your purpose. He was sent to give us empowerment. When we are filled with the Spirit, we are partnering with the very Spirit of God to accomplish his purpose and his purposes. We need that power, church. We need that power. We need the Holy Spirit working on the inside of us to help impact and change people's lives. The Holy Spirit will convict you when you are feeling unworthy and unable to be used by God. He will remove the lies you think and believe. Amen. He will be your friend and walk with you on the journey. He will lead and guide you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God can and does desire to use you. Your history is not your story. Your destiny is your legacy. Begin to walk out your purpose now. You are not defeated. You are not unworthy. You have destiny and purpose. You are a child of God, made in His image, and He loves you. Hallelujah. Will you receive that today? Will you receive that on today? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have a purpose. Walk in it. Walk in your purpose. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Walk in your purpose, church. Hallelujah. I pray this day that you have identified with the word that went forward, that you will walk in your purpose, because God has a purpose for your life, and God needs you. God wants to use you, but will you make the decision today to walk in your divine purpose that God has set for your life? You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve to live the life of purpose, the life of purpose. Will there be one today? The doors of the church is open. Walk in your purpose. Know that God is with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Walk in your purpose, church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Will there be one on today?
We thank you, Father God, for your divine will, Father. Your divine will is our purpose. So we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. There may be one today that have realized that God's will, purpose for their life, or you to be saved. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Will you receive Jesus Christ into your life today as your personal Lord and Savior? Hallelujah. While you still have time, see, time is this age of grace that we live in. So you open your eyes up in the morning, take a breath, be able to do all of it. That's time. You did nothing to earn it, but it is granted to you. That's grace. But see, while you have the grace of God and right at the time, you can give your life over to God today. There may be one who have already prayed the prayer of salvation, and you have already accepted Jesus Christ in your life, but it just seems like things ain't going the way it should be in this body. See, this is the issue of renewal, renewing your mind. Amen. Let Apostle Tawanika and I, let us help you to get right back on track. Thinking of things, thinking of you, thinking of every single thing that you're involved in, how God thinks of you, how God sees it, how He says it. But you got to bring it over to Christ today. Not bringing it to me, but bringing it to Jesus. Amen. This is the opportunity for you to come now. Amen. 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 Someone maybe just needing someone to agree with them in prayer about something that you have already been talking to God about. The Bible tells us in John 14 that when you come to God asking anything in prayer, when two or three of you come together asking God on anything, in the name of Jesus, that He will do. Amen. Well, will you come today? Will you press one today? There may be one who is looking for a church home. Amen. We thank God that there is no time and there is no distance in spirit. Amen. So wherever you are right now, wherever you are right now, Apostle Taunika and I, we would love to minister to you. We would love to fellowship with you. We would love just to love you, just like the Holy Spirit have loved us and shown us how to love. That's how we want to love you, an unconditional love. It don't matter who you are, what status you are, whatever, whoever or wherever. We invite you in now. Will you press one? Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you are able to minister to our hearts this day. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us a divine purpose. And that divine purpose, Father God, is for us to be victorious because of Christ Jesus, who have already obtained the victory.
Yes,
it is for us to be saved, hallelujah. It's for us to be delivered. That's your purpose. Your purpose
yes,
is our
God.
Purpose. It's for us to receive the word of God, amen, for us to live in abundance, hallelujah.
Yes,
it's for us to be delivered. It's for us to be prosperous, and we thank you, Father God, that you have done it all.
Yes,
we thank
yes,
you, Christ
God.
Jesus. We thank you, Christ Jesus. We
yes,
receive
Lord.
You right now. We remember what you have done right now. We thank you. We thank you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
That we are whole. That's your purpose for man and woman to be whole in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Your purpose is for us to be reconciled to you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, that your will have already been done. But by faith, when we receive what you have already done, we're able to see you manifest into our lives right now, into our relationships
yes,
right
amen.
Now, into our bodies
amen.
Right now, in the
amen.
Lives of our children, our ministries. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We say all is well with us right now. All is well with us
amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Because of the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank
amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's your will for us to be thankful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody give God some glory. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Right
we thank you, Father God.
You lift your
amen.
Hands right now and give God some glory right there where you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You. Thank you, thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name, in your name,
amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God today, amen, amen. Glory, glory. We decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Amen. If you could pledge your tithes and offerings for today, and you have cash out, you'll send those over to Pastor Chantel. And if you need another means of sending over your tithes and offerings to us, give us a call at 832-725-8094, and we'll give you another way to send those over. Let us pray, Father God. We thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings. Cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offer the spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us, Lord God, to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frivolity, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kid's generous heart. We give and we thank you, Lord God, for giving to us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has been a blessing today to be in service on this day as we wrap up the month of October. Thanking God for breakthrough. Thanking God for strength. For we have been in the month of prayer for the month of October. And so we thank God. for moving mighty, amen, and in the life of all and who came on the line to play with us, touching and agreeing and those who we prayed for. God has turned those situations around for our good, and we thank God for it. At this time, our morning announcements, I'll be delivering those morning announcements. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorothy Manning, and Father Mika Manning, amen. Hallelujah. Today is October 31st, 2021. On Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Join us at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time for prayer on Monday morning. Amen. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. On Saturday mornings at Saturday afternoon at 12 noon, we have our Saturday school lessons. Join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Again, at 12 noon on Saturdays. Sundays, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Join us here on our church line during those times. Amen. We want to happy birthday to all that are celebrating the birthday in the month of October. As we wrap up the month of October this day, if you're celebrating a birthday today, press 1. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If you're celebrating your wedding anniversary of this month or this day, we want to pray for you and with you as well. So press 1. Amen. We have several birthdays in the month of October. Again, happy birthday to all our October babies. May God continue to bless you, strengthen you. Amen. Make a way for you out of no way. Amen. May your days be full of joy, peace, and happiness. And then may you operate with the wisdom and the knowledge of God all the days of your life. We pray that your latter days be greater than your beginnings. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray for God be the glory. And for every marriage on today, amen. Up and down, we pray the strength of the Lord for your marriage, that God will bring greater unity, peace, joy, and happiness, provisions, blessings, and the favor of love be upon your marriage, and the protection of God be around in your marriage. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you will operate with the peace of the Lord all the days of your life. Amen. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray for God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. We're definitely looking forward to what's to come with God has here at the Gospel Public Ministry. We thank God for adding to the church daily. We thank God for our guests on today. Amen. Brother Larry, I believe that's your Uncle Larry, right? We say, Cousin Larry, Uncle Larry, we thank God for him on today. Amen. For blessing us with his presence and service in Brother Joel Washington of New York, New York. Amen. I believe that concludes our announcements for today. We look forward to what God is doing in the new month of November. In January, we are starting, we're going to be reading the whole book of the Bible starting in the month of January. We have so much to come, and we just thank God for his provision and his purpose and plan for our life. Amen. God bless you all, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. That does conclude our Sunday announcements for today, and at this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Pastor Manning, was there anything else? Did I miss anything on the announcements?
I believe you have it all covered.
November. In November, we have a play that's coming up. It's called Who's That in the Confession Booth Again? So if you are in the Houston area and live here in Houston, as well, join us next month, November the 20th, for the play Who's That in the Confession Booth Again. On that Friday night of the 19th, it's kind of up in there. We're supposed to have a comedy show. Somebody didn't upset the pastor. And so if you want to come out and have a good laugh, get with us. Give us a call at 832-725-8094 to get your discounted tickets. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorothy Manning, myself, Apostle Tawani Kamani, and Minister Lauren Green. Hallelujah, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment. discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. I want to thank every single one again. I want to join in with Apostle Tawanika and y'all for coming to Sunday service this morning. Join us again here at 2 p.m. I don't know exactly. I know some of us live in different time zones, so it'll be 2 p.m., you know, here in Houston, Texas. I think Chicago, I think, is also will be 2 p.m. So whatever time it'll be in your time zone, you know, do join us again. Do join us again here at 2 p.m. You know, I will be delivering a message from God. You know, the Holy Spirit has had me in a place to where it rocked me. So if you have some time left over in your day, I know that a lot of people are hanging out with family and friends and things like that, you know, and that's all right too. But if you got time, you know, definitely come back to Sunday service here at 2 p.m. I'll be doing word. I even have a song to put on my heart to sing. My wife loves it when I sing, so I'm going to do my best, you know, to deliver this word and sing this song.
Amen.
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 Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen,
amen.
Again. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. If you are able to make it back to Sunday service at 2 p.m., we welcome you. If you not, have a blessed day in the Lord. Remember, every single one, remember this. Satan has already been defeated. He's a defeated foe. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living